traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Welcome to the Ryback Show. I am your host, the big guy Ryback. Happy Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, streaming live on TikTok and Instagram, the big guy Ryback 22. Thank you guys for joining over there, streaming live on Facebook at Ryback Reeves and Twitch at Ryback Rules. We're always live here at YouTube at Ryback TV. Super chats are greatly appreciated, guys. I brought up on the screen health, fitness, supplementation, sports, pro wrestling, and anything and everything in between, entertainment, whatever it is that is on your mind. This is the People's Podcast. We are live on X Spaces. X Spaces, formerly Twitter, X Spaces at Ryback. If you would like to call in, follow me, subscribe. I do follow all subscribers back on X Twitter there, guys, at Ryback. If you want to call in anything on your mind, this is the place to do it. Guys, at Ryback on X Spaces here. This show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. Guys, if you've got a moment to leave a star rating and write a review, it greatly helps the cause. Today, I am asking you guys for 3 people. I would like 3 people, please. So if you hear this and you have not yet left an iTunes review, I need 3 people, guys, to go over there to iTunes at any point. You want to go do it now, knock it out real quick, and then come back and tell me I'll put you on the show, perhaps. Guys, go leave a star rating and write a review if possible. It takes maybe 45 seconds to a minute, depending. Some people do like to write pretty lengthy reviews on there. Whatever it is, whatever tickles your pickle, whatever fancies your boat, whatever the deal is, guys, okay? 3 people. 3 people. That's 3 for mi amigos y México. 3. 3 people. The show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors for all people, men and women, he, she, and thee. FeedMeMore.com. Guys, you get a free shaker bottle with your orders. Right now, we do have returning customers. All customers can save 20% discount code FeedMe20, FeedMe20. Guys, to get 20% off, get your free shaker bottle. Just select that as your free gift. We do have a monstrous sale, the biggest sale thus far that I've done thus far this year. Guys, and you know, I typically every once in a while I'll share it on here. I do appreciate it if you go, if I give you this discount today, guys, because this is a real whopper here, that I ask that you click and you sign up, or as you're checking out, you sign up for my email or text message program to get these discounts, guys. 50% off all orders, $150 and up. So all you've got to do is have at least $150 of items in your cart Whether that's Ryback merch or the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition, 13 different supplements, multiple flavors, and select products, guys, have $150 in your cart. Use discount code AUGUST50, and you will get 50% off of your order. Guys, that's $150 in your cart. Your order is going to be $75, then plus shipping. Now, here's another. You want more, you get the free shaker bottle. But wait, there's more. If you have, say, $200 in your cart, we need to go a little higher than that. So if your total ticket item after the discount with August 50 is over $125, so if you use the discount and you get your order from $200-something down to $125, guys, or more, you get free shipping as well with that. So not only 50% off, not only free shipping, not only a free shaker bottle, guys. We are hooking you up today until midnight Pacific, feedmemore.com. Discount code AUGUST50. I will put that in the description of the comments after the show with that. Sign up for that email and text message program, guys. We take care of our returning customers. I like to share it here because it gets me more business and it gets more people to typically sign up. So thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy. Today's the day to load up. Let's see. Oh, thank you very much for saying I should be at Wembley. I was talking to Justin Roberts yesterday. He was, I think, getting ready to fly to Atlanta, and we were talking. He put a post up with sleep apnea. We had a nice little conversation, and everything is very good. And I'm wishing them all the best over there. And I think just again, I've just got to get cleared, and we're gonna go from there. So somebody with a super chat starting off says, Gabby how amazing was your childhood? Fantastic childhood, actually. Great childhood. No complaints whatsoever. Middle class family, well taken care of, though, needs wise. Had a great friends, played all the different sports outside all throughout the different seasons. Great schooling, was pretty much mostly an A student, E citizenship, straight E. E was like an A for citizenship. Once in a blue moon, I would get an S, a satisfactory. And then, I'd occasionally get a B. And then as I got a little older in high school, mostly still A, B student, occasionally might get a C in there on something. It's like if I wasn't. But because I was very sports oriented, but school very easy to me. Never really had to like study too much. Just I did a little, but like I was just pretty much paid attention and did good with all of that, and excelled in sports and had a very good childhood. Always wanted to be a wrestler. Ended up doing it. So I just always kind of applied myself to the things that I've liked and done well. No, I cannot eat a pack of chips. You got the video on that, guys. That chip ASMR, super popular video on YouTube, Ryback TV. All right, let's go to the show, get some callers on today. Let's see Big Sean, Big Sausage in the house. Big Sausage in the chat. We're seeing if Val Venus comes on. I know I replied to him earlier. He tried to come on. He popped in yesterday when I had a guest on, in which I was going to bring him on right after, and he bounced out on the thing. So I don't know if he pops in today. If I have a guest on, I may cut the guest short, unless it's the Big Sausage himself. Then we might leave him on, let the Big Sausage just kind of hang in the background while me and the Big Valboski talk. I did see Val has updated his 2023 to "Hello, Ladies" to "Hello, Biological Ladies." That's the 2023 Val Venus, which is very much necessary. I will ask him if he does come on, if that is what his opening phrase would be in 2023, if he was on Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, or Dynamite, if he would clarify that, if he'd be a controversial figure in 2023, if you just play it safe, and it'd be hello to all ladies, whatever that may entail. That's the question I have for him. I don't know what he wants to talk about. That's what I want to talk about. Let's go take a guest here. We've got Jay. Bring on the Jay Bird. Jay Brone. Welcome to the Ryback Show. You there, Jay? Jay, doing a live show here, bud. This isn't helping things. You there? Okay, Jay's not there. Maybe another time, Jay. I hope everything is all right. Moving down the list, starting off hot here. We've got Jake, a.k.a. MeatDog75. He's been hanging out with Big Sausage earlier in the day. MeatDog, what's going on? Welcome to the Ryback Show.
Hey, how's it going, Ryback?
I'm well. How are you?
If you're wondering about MeatDog, that was my minor hockey nickname my coach gave me. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but it's stuck ever since.
What happened for him to give you that nickname? There has to be a story behind that.
Well, I will say the only thing is like, so things I might have been in grade six, honestly, but it was just I was a smaller kid, you know, like playing hockey. These like bruiserites, especially some kids on the farm here, like, you know, like 6 feet tall, and I was like maybe 4'11". But like it didn't matter. I would still go and like try and hit them, you know. Like I would try and hit somebody, but I'd fly back the other way, and the kids would just, you know, stand up still. So then my coach came and was like, you know what? I rate your effort. You know, like because hitting is, I mean, it's not, hitting isn't part of that little league anymore. But I would always go and try and hit people, you know, flying off. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna call you your hockey nickname. I give everyone a nickname. I'm gonna call you Meat Dog. Or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's very interesting. I would have figured like something like Bruiser or something, you know, something that fit. Meat Dog, I don't know if I completely understand.
No, I it's funny because even my girlfriend's stepdad calls me Meat Dog.
Is he partially retarded?
Who is?
It was the coach.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I didn't know Meat Dog. I was just like, I'm trying to connect the dots on how he got to me. Like, I'm picturing a young, scrappy hockey player, not afraid of the bigger guys, going all out, like Bruiser, something like that. But Meat Dog. That was what came to his Meat Dog.
Yeah, and I'm not even kidding. Grade six, I was maybe like 4'11", 90 pounds. So I wasn't like a bulldog or anything like that. You know what I mean? So.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not your fault, but it's sticks out. Meat Dog. I'm never gonna forget that.
Yeah, there you go.
Got Meat Dog on the line. What's on your mind, Meat Dog?
You know, it's kind of funny. I've been listening and kind of like last week about like all the alien stuff, and I do find it fascinating because I kind of wasn't a person to kind of like be interested in that or even like consider that a possibility. But just see, even like with you guys in the, I'm from Canada, but like hearing the US Congress like talk about like alien stuff. So I'm kind of wondering, what do you think eventually is going to I mean, we all don't know, obviously, but like, what, in your opinion, what do you think might transpire with all of that?
Bro, we are living in such crazy times that like, I just saw a video on with Joe Biden talking to the people of Hawaii and comparing a small kitchen fire that he had to the island burning down, and like standing there like a weekend at Bernie's, like completely clueless. I'm like, again, old age, I will never mock. Like I truly respect, like we're all, if we're lucky enough, going to get old. But like, there's so many weird things going. It's like, who's really in control right now? Because this guy is not in control. He's not even in control of the thing. Like, whenever the focus is on him, you could clearly see there's other people directing him, and he like the lights are on, but nobody's home, and that power button is blinking quicker and quicker every week. Like it's very scary with this, and like, so like I won't be shocked if I just wake up one morning and I posted the picture on my Twitter X today. Oh no, did I get kicked off of TikTok? Live access removed. Oh, am I not allowed to say the word retard?
Maybe it was Meat Dog. Maybe they're thinking of something else.
I asked if the coach was retard. Am I not allowed to ask the question? I'm going to have to appeal that. That's not. This is what I'm telling. They look for any little reason. No, I don't agree with that decision. I'm going to have to appeal that. Why do I disagree? I'll have to get back to that. I won't be shocked if I look out my window. I posted a picture of the mountains for Shawnee this morning to see. They talk, but like, if I just open my blinds upstairs to go look out in the morning with the dogs, and I just see like Independence Day, like a huge like spaceship, like out. I like, that wouldn't shock me, like with the way things have gone. Now, do I hope to God that doesn't happen or anything of that.
Yeah, right.
But like I we've gone all this time and nothing has ever happened, like with anything. So it's like, why now? But there's also like the world is in complete turmoil and chaos and everything with Russia and Ukraine and China and all the nuclear weapons and like that would do significant damage to the atmosphere if a nuclear attack and where so if there is life out there and like would they have, you know, should they be concerned? Absolutely. And like, so like, you always like deep down is like, is something going on or has there always been some sort of relationship with something we don't know about with the government? I don't know. But it is odd. Like, it's just like, we've had so many weird things going on. It's like, well, what else can go wrong or what else can happen? So.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just am like, even like with the, I know a few, this was a while back, but like with those guys in Vegas, actually, I think it was that, saw those aliens in the backyard just like coming out of this like 11 foot tall whatever they were, and I'm just like, really couldn't like record it for a second. Like, if I mean, that's the first thing, like, maybe not everybody can do that, maybe they just were stunned or whatever, but it just I'm like how can we have like out of all the sightings and reportings, and like I understand obviously the government is they've come out and said it, but it's like, how have we not seen like anything yet? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, even there was the thing 15 minutes from me, 12-15 minutes with the spaceship, or we're in Vegas, Northwest Las Vegas, where supposedly people saw a spaceship crash or something, and then there were aliens in somebody's backyard. But like, there's no footage. Like, there's nothing.
Right.
So it's like, but like, you would just think in this day and age with everybody that has cell phones out, and like that, we would have some definitive footage and answers of something. Like, somebody, this crazy world, like, somebody would have an alien right now living with them doing videos on TikTok by this point.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, and just, like, something would happen. But no, there's nothing. It's all been covered up if it has. So it's like, I don't know, man. I mean, I believe, like, there's the world, the universe is so big. Clearly, I think it could be foolish to think we are all alone with everything, with what we're discovering. And, like, but still, at the same point, it's like, wouldn't there be something?
That's kind of where my head's at too. I'm just like, I know there definitely is something out there. I'm not like so like, oh no, there's nothing like out there or whatever. Because like, even though I'm like, I'm religious and I still think, you know, obviously there could be aliens. That's especially like you said with everything going on and stuff. It's just hard to imagine. Like, man, like not one jerk can pull out his cell phone and be like, oh my god, it's an alien, and then like upload it to wherever.
Yeah, but too, you know, movies have always been like very. If you look at the history of select movies and things that kind of had predicted the future, certain things that like in where some of these movie makers and producers just seem to have insight into the things that we don't know about. And then like movies come true at a later point, many years later or very close to.
I mean, I was going to say with The Simpsons, sorry. I was just going to say like especially with The Simpsons predicting all the stuff they do.
Yeah. That's where I was like, so you would think. You know, because like, you know, back in the day, Terminator, all that would have seemed ridiculous. I don't think that seems overly ridiculous how we're heading with everything with AI. Do you?
Yeah.
It's not as ridiculous now to me as it was in 1990. Like,
no, I mean, especially with the AI shit, like even, oh, sorry, for, I mean, you're off TikTok anyways, but.
Oh, we're off of there now, right now. Now we're okay, full blown. Right. Retard.
Meat dog, retard.
Like, fucking hell. I try. I asked the question. I feel it's like I used the word midget once because we were talking about wrestling, and I said something about wanting to wrestle midgets, and in no way was it like like anything hurtful, but they kicked me off for a week on that, like right away, yeah. And the appeal. I feel like they look for any little reason. So
yeah, and you know what's the funny? Now that you said midget, you know, in the different divisions of hockey, now you mentioned midget. There's that literally was a category of it was like it goes peewee, bantam, and then midget is literally like but I think they've changed it now because it's offensive obviously or something, but that literally was like an actual age category in hockey and professional hockey. That's literally what they call it, is midget.
Yeah, and so here's the TikTok. So for people to know, TikTok instantly denied my appeal within 1 or 2 minutes of me submitting the appeal, and they have kicked me off live for a week. It looks like violation reasons, hate speech and hateful behavior.
So it must have been the word retard then.
Must have been asking if the coach was retarded. So
yeah. Right. So that's the thing, man. Like, you can't even, like, especially with that platform, like, you can't even, like, you can't even say anything anymore, like, without something happening.
No, it's very, I should, the bad thing is I usually, if I can, I get a lot of views on there typically for my show, but I have to be very careful of, like, and like, there's no rhyme or reason, but like, if you would have said the word, if you would have said the word, like, that would have got me kicked off my own live, most likely. Like, so
That
it's very, I have to be very careful. So I don't know.
Well, you know, that's the thing with that is, like, I mean, my family grew up saying that word, and, you know, we grew up always saying that word, and obviously now it's like, you can't say anymore. I really have to watch it because I'm going to school, like, I'm done now, but I'm going to be a teacher in the fall, so I have to be careful, like, not to even remotely even consider, like, saying that word.
Oh, yeah, I very rarely use it on here. I've done, like, even like midget, I stopped, and we just say little people, but, like, I know plenty of little people, they like the word, they don't have a problem with the word midget with it. Yeah. It's like, I just, so it's even, and I've known people with Down syndrome that don't have a problem with the word retard. Like, I think it's how, like, if you're using, I think context is important too. Like, I think I'm asking you a question jokingly, is your coach retarded? Like, that's not like, I don't know. This fucking crazy. So
yeah, no, it's, but yeah, no, I was just curious, cool about, like, the whole alien stuff. And, but yeah, I definitely agree with your insight about it. But yeah, it was cool. Yeah, you listening to, I think the archaeology guy and Shawnee go, like, they were an archaeon, obviously, but it was fun to hear, like, their insight to it too, with everything going on there. But yeah, no, I appreciate it, Ryback. Thanks for having me again, and always look forward to coming back on.
Likewise, Jake. Thank you very much, bud.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too, meat dog. Old meat dog got me kicked off of TikTok for a week. That fucking coach. If that coach would have just fucking come up with a normal fucking nickname and called him Bruiser or something, that this whole conversation would never have happened. But because of that fucking coach's actions way back when he was little and calling him Meat Dog, that raised the red flags to me, and I wanted to know. In TikTok, they don't like you asking questions. It blows my mind. Ugh. This is so frustrating. Let's get Big Sausage on the show. Big Sausage. Let's get the mood, improve the mood. Big Sausage. Fuck.
Happy Wednesday, big guy.
Happy Wednesday, man. Every fucking week it's something different.
The fucking coach shows a bad name, man. What's going on?
I'm trying to find a way with him, like, not being afraid to back down from bigger talent and, like, bigger talent, bigger hockey players. And, but, like, is he comparing him, like, they have, like, meat because they're meaty, they're bigger guys, and dogs chase meat, and he's just chasing the bigger guys. Like, I'm just trying to, that's, like, the best way I could understand this nickname, Meat Dog.
I know, he was a good caller, but the story was underwhelming to you, I guess, you know?
No, it was good. I know, it wasn't his fault. He was just explaining, I'm trying to get in the coach's head of Meat Dog. But that's what,
TikTok taking swift action?
Action on the word. Just asking, like, are you not allowed to ask if somebody, are you, like, the word, is that word completely banned? Like,
it's a bad word, big guy. I don't know. But yeah, I people don't like, they don't.
But it's
a
legitimate word, though. Like, so you should be able to.
It is. It is.
Like, if I had it, and I wouldn't be, like, if I had something wrong, I wouldn't give a fuck if people called me retarded. I mean,
I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care personally myself.
Because it depends on that. Like, it's just, what are you going to do, little Down syndrome boy? Like, that's just as fucking bad. But, like, I guarantee you, if I would have said, does the coach have Down syndrome? Like, they wouldn't have kicked me off.
Yes, exactly. Yep. It's true.
Oh, but, fucking hell.
I just saw the pictures, big guy. You didn't tag me in that picture. I had to go back and see your post. I didn't see the
comments. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just posted it in the morning with everyone. I forgot. I didn't tag you.
No, it's all right. Bro, that's beautiful, man. That is beautiful.
They're closer than...
I didn't see mountains.
Like those mountains, like, when the snow gets on them in the winter, like, it's really nice. They're actually quite close on it. But there's other ones. I could see the mountains all directions. But those north mountains are right up the... Like, there used to be no houses between me and them. And it used to be just a clear shot. And then they've got the houses and the neighbors and everything, but and then people behind. But we sit elevated from people further north. So it still have a great view of them, but.
Got it. Was it new construction when you bought? Is that why?
Yeah, oh, everything. Yeah, I had I had a clear shot of the strip from my house in the back. Bro, I used to be able to like just look out my window and see the strip, all the lights on, and like, and then they built home. They were supposed to build a road behind me, and then homes further away, and they didn't. They built homes directly behind me. Years later, and took out the view. I used to be able to be in my hot tub. Oh, I had some good times off the road back home in the hot tub. Have some friends over. Have a nice little lovely, you know, lady friend over, and just a clear shot of the strip. Have a bottle of Jack Daniels out there, and good times.
That's freaking awesome, man. And then you whip the big sausage. Yeah, the 5-in-1 mixer story. I went back last night and I listened. I was laughing so hard, man. I was freaking dying. I saw Valvina's answer, bro. I was like, I tweeted him to come on.
Yeah, we'll see if he pops in. I don't know if he popped in later yesterday. I don't know if he'll pop in. Hopefully he comes in at a good time so I could talk on here for a bit. If not, it'd have to be a quick conversation if he comes in later. On
yeah,
it.
What is it with him? Like,
no, I think he's fine. I mean, he listens to the show, so I don't think he. I think he wanted to come on. I think he was initially. It was because it comes down to when I wrote the pay. When I left WWE, I wrote a thing on the pay scale. On the pay scale being entirely corrupt and wrong in WWE, how they do everything with it.
Got it.
And a few places covered it correctly. And actually, I got a lot of messages from a lot of the boys saying, thank you for writing that. I was done. I wasn't writing that for me in particular. I was writing it for all my friends that were still there that weren't going to say anything. And so that when days later or weeks later, I wrote a question in the blog of why not equal pay? And it was a question followed with a question mark. And that was done to raise conversation. And immediately after that, I wrote that there will not be equal pay because of merchandise and other things, but talking about more equal pay from a downside standpoint because of talent, like the men and women, the winners can't win without the people going out there and losing and doing the same amount of work. And there's huge discrepancies in the pay scale on this and just overall in general in the business on it. And WWE and Vince, they hoard more profits than any other sport or entertainment organization. This is all facts. It's all for people to see. And so that's why he's been able to save all this money and become worth what he is. And they prey on people, the men and women's love of the business. So, and I had dealt with like in different things where like in developmental, where they tried to tell us and scare us with different scare tactics of like, don't use agents, you'll be fired and different things that would empower talent that all talent should have. Every talent should have an agent. No talent should be doing the contract on their own, but almost all wrestlers do their contracts on their own, which is fucking stupid. So
that is insane.
I decided with everything that happened with me and my legal stuff, and I knew that I was really injured. And I didn't know to the extent yet at that point, but I wrote that the day that I left. I go, fuck them. Game is on. I sent them a message. I go, you guys want to play? Let's fucking play. And like that was, and I opened the floodgates. So I wrote that, but the big thing, a lot of people covered it. Some people covered it correctly. The big thing online turned into Ryback wants equal pay in wrestling, and that's why I left wrestling. That had nothing to do with why I left on it.
Oh, I see.
But the dirt sheets and everything, that was the big headline. Ryback wants equal pay. Then other people that Ryback wanted John Cena money, and like even like, and I left. I walked out on a $1.65 million deal. Like I literally walked out on that. Like, and that wasn't, but that wasn't the, and I could have got more than that, and I would have made more than that. That was just the downside. But people, nobody listens to everything. They just took the piece, and then you know how people regurgitate things.
Yeah,
so I don't know what point Val, if he just read dirt sheets or if he actually read the entire thing, but Val went on Twitter, and I told you, obviously, I'd met him in the backstage and that whole deal and took a picture with him and his daughter and had a great interaction. He went on and like made a comment of saying something, and I'd have to go back, but he called me a simpleton on it. And like, so I'm not even going to like, which for people, a simpleton is a gullible or foolish person. So, which I just go, I'm not going to fucking deal with like, this is my big thing with the talent though. The men and women, the business ain't going to change if nobody fucking sticks together. Most people, all the boys were messaging me saying, thank you.
But then I got a guy like him who was in the business and played a big part in the business with it, who comes out and says something like that. And I don't know if he's just going off dirt sheet through. I just go, fuck this. I just block him. I'm not going to deal with it. I had a million different things going. I had my fucking back and shoulder and running, getting ready to writing a book and launching, doing the podcast and launching a fucking supplement line. I go, I'm not fucking dealing with it.
So he was caught up,
and then he made a comment like all these years later, whenever it was a couple months ago, about being blocked. I completely forgot I had him blocked.
So I unblocked him, and he goes, if you want to come on, you can come on.
I have no issues with things, but my thing is, I go over. I guarantee you, he's going to agree with me on everything we talk about.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, you know, I would love to. I really hope he calls in. That would be really great, honestly, for everybody involved.
Yeah. So I have no issues with him other than just like. But my thing is like, am I a simpleton, or like, is a simpleton is somebody that reads dirt sheets and reacts off and then attacks a fucking guy who took a picture with you and your daughter that, you know,
can
why
we just appreciate the word simpleton for
one? No, it's great. You know, yeah, the simpleton's a great, great fucking word to you insult to use it somebody. But I think this.
It's not you, obviously, but I'm just saying, like, I think it's a funny word.
And, you know, it's a fantastic word. It's the fucking should be used more in wrestling with it. But I go, am I the simpleton or is a simpleton or fucking talents that are reading dirt sheets, reacting off a dirt sheet over the truth?
Letting literal
retards writing these articles. That's where I go, we'll talk about all of it. So
just got 2 weeks on Twitter.
That's the Twitter spaces. That's why my account, they won't tell me why I'm being suppressed, but it's because of the language on the show. But fucking stalker boys allowed to come on and dox my information and threaten to kill my entire family in great detail multiple times. And hey, we just let him create thousands of accounts.
For 35 minutes straight, just ripping into your
bro, family. 3 hours one day. He was on for 3 hours one day, or 2.5 hours. It was like fucking crazy.
Insane. But yeah, it's just insane. Like how, first of all, there needs to be like a way that people can verify. If you're going to stop the blocking and stuff like that, then you have to take extra security measures. And I think what they should start doing is with every profile that gets created, there has to be an ID or something involved with that account.
I've said that years ago that we should have to submit identification with our account. But they're keeping track anyways with our phones.
I know, but they're not doing anything with it.
They're hiding that information.
Exactly. They're hiding that data. They don't tell us that data.
No, you know, and that's why with the Twitter files, they haven't turned over the Twitter files to the FBI yet, by the way.
Of course, because they know all that shit. Bro, they have emails. Elon has emails from the FBI telling them what to allow them to post.
Yeah.
And like who they want to boost up and things like that. Like, yo, people don't understand the shit that goes down in the FBI and stuff like that.
It's crazy,
like,
man.
But CIA it's no joke, man. They control everything.
Everything.
They control the media. They control everything. And they want us to think a certain way and they get it done, you know?
Yeah. No, it's frustrating. Everything, all this stuff. Social media, like, and you've seen, you know, the what's the show that was on Netflix, Black Mirror? Have you seen that yet or no?
So Black Mirror, I've only watched one episode. It was like crazy, like Star Wars. It was like a computer game.
Oh, and like we might have been the movie one of it on Netflix.
Oh, I don't know.
There was one where episode, like, it was like a movie kind of for it was on, but on the video game. I think I know the one you're talking about.
Like they had it in there. It was like a in the future, and like their brains like put them in the video game, and like that's the whole episode was them like playing in this.
Yeah,
it was crazy. It was like, but it was really like, I was like, whoa.
They had there was an episode on the series that is like it was for Instagram almost. It was like an IG episode on social media, and everything like with it's almost like it was everything was based off a social credit system on that, and your value and your worth depended on your social credit score, and people upgraded you and downgraded you on every interaction. So like me and you just cross each other in the street and we had an interaction, or like you delivered or I delivered, you Ubered fucking $25 of fucking Burger King and I was your driver and dropped it off, but I didn't have a pleasant interaction with you and you downgraded me on, like our screens would pop up our social credit, like on the Instagram, like on our interaction. And you gave me a 1 star out of 5. And, you know, then if I kept getting downvoted or downgraded, like that was my worth was connected into that, my value. And so the people that were like homeless, they people that had very poor social credit scores, essentially. And everything though was very fake. Like people were just walking by in the street, go, oh, hi, how are you? Look great. Like everything was fake positive on it. And that's almost what, we see this is happening with what they're trying to do and control things in a very weird way. And this is where kind of things are heading, but also this suppression and everything, this is where I'm saying this stuff with how important social media is. It can destroy your lives if you're not existent on here either, especially if you have a business or your value. Like for me, everything is connected to social media. So this is
absolutely.
So this is where this is it. And I had to work extremely hard to build all this up. So now when they can just cut that connection off, they're essentially making me non-existent to the world with it. Yep. And that's what that episode like kind of.
Big guy, you ever see the Truman Show? With
Yeah.
Where at the end he realized it was all just like they were having like a TV show and they like were filming everything. He was in like a globe or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. And everything was like perfect. And then he's like, what's wrong here? Like, there's something wrong. Like, it's weird. I know that's like obviously like a blown out of proportion version of the real truth, but it's very similar if you really look at things, which is kind of crazy. You know?
Can you imagine if we're really living in a simulation? This is just a video game of bro, but we have control like over our thoughts, like where we like that's the game, like they're playing such an advanced game, but that would explain why things are so crazy.
Yeah, if I was in a video game, like I would make myself like all 99.
No, but we're just the Mario and Luigi's of the game, brother. Or some people are Toadstool or whoever out there, but like it's a me, a Ryback. Have you seen that social media? The video of it's so fucking funny. It's somebody's dressed as Luigi and they're by the bedroom. They were going to get the princess or her flowers, and he's dressed. It's a guy. I think it's a black guy dressed as Luigi in a Luigi outfit, and you could just hear Mario. It's a me, a Mario, and you hear the coins, and he's fucking the princess, and he's like, and Luigi's just selling. I'm gonna find the video and post it. It's so fucking good. Just us, but that's us. Like in 2023, we take our childhood video games and like ruin them with like sexual stuff.
It's true. It's like, well, yeah, I guess a certain community of people.
Well, yeah, people are into all that stuff.
Like,
they're doing.
It's all normal. Like, yeah, we're all making our wives dress as Brad Bowser and plowing her.
Bro, there's people I just saw too. Can you imagine just like if everybody's the people, if this is a video game of like the stuff they've seen in that game. Of everything is just Jesus.
Did you hear about these NPC OnlyFans girls?
No.
Did you hear about them? So TikTok or whatever, like I don't know what an NPC means, but it's something they do with video games, and like they make these noises like from the video game, and these guys pay them when like they sexually get off to it.
Dude, oh, there's there's nothing. I believe all of that. But like people, they go so hardcore into games. That's all they know. They were literally born into video games, and then like, and they don't get out. They have no relationships with people. So like, everything is just video games.
I'm so against buying ring worn gear. Dude, like,
I'm a huge fan of wrestling growing up. You ain't gonna fucking see me DMA Hogan for a pair of those yellow tights to like. I don't fucking. What the fuck am I gonna do with those? Like,
Hogan, can I get one with that extra shit stain? Yeah, there?
Just walking around my house wearing the yellow tights, fucking hulking up, and drinking up.
It's funny, they always say like washed or unwashed, you know? And I'm like, what is this? Like,
bro,
is this real life?
I'm gonna have to try that. Just put on all my stuff, ring worn singlets, no under tights by the big guy Ryback. Fucking put it up, make your best offer. Just I've got fucking 50, 60 of them. Wore them around. Slept in them overnight, jerked off in it. Fucking ring worn, fucking cum stained gear of the big guy Ryback. What's the best offer?
Kicked off TikTok.
Imagine I should just do this show wearing a different singlet every day.
Bro, that would be phenomenal, bro. That would be phenomenal.
Bro, when I in WWE, when I initially, when everything was red hot, people would be shocked when they met me and I wasn't wearing the singlet. They would ask me whether they saw me in a gym. I'm not even kidding. Families, people, regular, one-on-one. It happens so much. They go, where's your singlet? I go, holy shit. That's such a good thing, though, that they just associate me with the singlet. Like, that's my identity with that. Like, yeah, I go, I'm doing such a good job with the character. But I go, fuck, I'm in the gym. Like, what? You think I'm going to
just walk around in a freaking singlet?
Like, with a pair of Nike Air Maxes fucking matching the colors fucking. Oh, there's Ryback just fucking pumping some iron before he goes to Chipotle. Like.
Yeah, it's like you're like a toy. Like, Ryback, can you say feed me more?
Dude, yeah, that's what people, all the time, people. I'm like, I'm not a fucking monkey. Dude, fuck here. Hold on. Wind me up first before I fucking say it. Jeez, put a quarter in my fucking belly.
It's different if they're paying you at the table or something, but like just to have like bro, see you outside and be like, hey, can you sing for me?
Even then, when people in meet and greets, that it's always weird to me though. They're like, and they go, can you say it? And it's like, feed me more. And I'm just looking at them dead in the eyes, and like they're just like they're having like flashbacks, like a war veteran. To their childhood or something of like and like just fucking sitting there like ugh.
Dude, I've been flashbacks of you popping out.
Yeah.
And them going nuts. Right? Gee. That's what it is.
And then they're like they're comprehending that they're standing in front of me hearing it at a table.
And it brings them back to WrestleMania.
Yeah, or whatever fucking dude, it's crazy. All the time it happened.
Oh,
there was a guy yesterday, I was in the sauna. I ignored this guy because the sauna was jam-packed full of people yesterday. After I did my workout, I went and did the sauna. I posted a video of me breaking up scar tissue at the gym.
I saw. I watched it. I watched it.
I just wanted – that's what I do. I just – that's one machine. I do that for the – I have to do that to get under my scapula. But I do the sauna first for 40 minutes, depending on how long I could tolerate it. I'd worked out prior at home and did everything. And then I went and did the sauna and then went and worked on my shoulder for half an hour and then hours at home on the ball. But the guy – there was a guy in the sauna – and like I don't like it when people do this, so just for future warning to people, the sauna's jam-packed with people, so I ain't gonna fucking have a conversation when it's jam-packed with people. Because some people will just like, the moment he goes, I already know he knows who I am. He keeps like waving his hands in front of me. Like he's like I'm like, but like trying to get my attention, but it's very like aggressive. So I just fucking literally will just no-sell it. And like just sat and ignored him the entire time in there. I'm like, I'm fucking listening to music. It's literally person-to-person rows of people in there. And like I already know, it's just gonna go right back. And it's not bad, but I like if no one's in there, I go, "Hey, buddy." But like with that, like the way the guy was like aggressively waving his hands in front of me, it was like that kind of like, "Say, feed me more, monkey." Like I just I shut it out. Like I'll no sell you and make you look like a fool in there. So anybody future notice, if you fucking are disrespectful or do things like I'm supposed to fucking, you snap your fucking fingers and I'm supposed to go, "Yes, sir. What can I do for you today, sir?" Like fuck off. I'll ignore you and make you look like a fucking idiot. So, yeah, that happened yesterday. But, like, other people come in, they're the nicest people in the world. I'm pleasured to fucking meet you. But you snap your fucking hands. Because you could picture, you know how people are. The guy, like, just aggressively in the fucking sauna snapping his fingers to fucking, I'm just like, fuck. I literally will just fucking ignore you. Like, I'm fucking great at it.
PTSD right now. I can't hear it in your voice. Like, I get it, bro. That I would never want anybody. That's my worst nightmare is to be famous. I'm telling you, it's my worst nightmare.
I'm gonna keep you on the show then, just so you could fucking live it. we're gonna get this show. This suppression is gonna pop off. You're gonna get a big ego though, because the suppression will go away. You're on the show more. The numbers will start going up huge. You're gonna then want. You're gonna think you're like the Shawnee show. You're gonna like, bro. I think we need to change the name. And fucking getting 100,000 listens on Twitter Spaces. No, they just undid my suppression, Shawnee. People just bothered you.
Oh, man.
You've already got the stalker fucking on you. He's already.
I know. This is like people don't understand. Like I was talking to this this weekend with one of my friends, and I'm like I just like you don't get it until it happens to you, and then somebody's all like he like, for everybody that doesn't know, like, he was also, like, trying to get me riled up, but he can't. So now he's just not doing anything because I won't acknowledge him, you know? But, like, somebody like that, man, it's just, you have to be miserable. You have to be in another state of mind where you're so, like, literally pathetic. Like, that is, like, you cannot be a more pathetic human being.
Oh, you're definitely going to get another account today coming at you.
His
last account was John Reigns. He merged John Cena and Roman Reigns together, but he spelled it J-O-N. He's such a fucking mark. He created a fake account as John Reigns, ladies and gentlemen. That was his big, like, this is the level of patheticness. He's like, I'm the two fucking top guys in the business. I fucking have merged my superpowers together to harass Ryback Show fucking members.
Oh, I'm going to defend Vince, who doesn't even know me.
Yeah, I'm going to defend Vince, who I'm not even good enough to even fucking make it as a wrestler or an MMA fighter. But I'm going to fucking defend them all day long because my stepdaddy's a Freemason and Vince is a Freemason. And we're going to fucking have protection forever.
What a fucking loser, bro.
Grade A fucking loser.
You're such a loser, bro. Really. You are such a fucking loser. You're so pathetic. I wouldn't even want to be you for a second, man. You must be the most miserable piece of shit in existence.
He's right now spinning his spinning belt really hard right now, banging his fucking head against the table, thinking of a fucking name to create to come and harass you.
You ever see that meme with, like, the kid with the blue shirt? He's, like, making veins pop out of it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing.
Bro, you're going to have an account. Booker Goldberg is going to fucking be messaging you in fucking any fucking moment. Booker Goldberg for life is going to be fucking on your ass today, bro.
I'm going to start making accounts like Val Penis.
Oh, man. That's actually a great.
Give him a taste of his own medicine. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to do that.
Bro, Val was a great man, great character at that point. Jacked up, too. I was going to talk to him about all that if he comes on. He had a great physique, man.
His physique, I mean, was insane, number one. I mean, he really, like, if you were growing up in that era, you know Val Venus. Like,
he was a main character on the show.
100%. Him and Al Snow, I have such good memories of him. And Crash Holly.
Crash Holly, Hardcore Holly, all of those, man. Guys, though, in that period, even if you weren't, everybody was more over in that period, I feel like, overall, because they invested in the show overall better because they needed 100%. To survive because of WCW. They let more people get over than they normally would.
You're 1,000% right, because those were mid-card guys, but they felt like they were main eventers, you know?
Because, well, everybody's, like, even if that was the thing, everybody had ample TV time, but they were allowed. The thing was, that was how wrestling should be. You don't need to be the main character or in the main event storyline to even be the most popular, necessarily. Yes. Those guys, everybody, they were in a period where they needed to make as much money as possible. And everything changed where Vince and them, and I know they'd had meetings and I've heard enough things, where essentially, though, he let people go out and get over. And they didn't try to go out of their way to hold people back or destroy people. Not to say I'm sure politics and all that for the top spots was as cutthroat as ever, but guys were allowed to go out there and get over and make money. They were making more money. It was like Al, dude, Al was over as fuck with the different.
Oh, my God. Bro, I didn't even know what the gimmick was when I was young. I didn't find out till I was like 20 what it actually meant.
Yeah, you know? What does everybody want? Like, fucking, yeah. Like, what a, like.
It was genius.
God, I wonder if Al Snow, which, by the way, congratulations to Al, because I follow him. He, OVW, just signed, I think they got a deal with Netflix to do their wrestling show or a show for OVW on Netflix. Huge deal, yeah. So congratulations to Al Snow and OVW.
Big. Yeah. Al Snow's the man. I love Al Snow, man.
I talked to him maybe a year and a half ago. Maybe it was almost 2 years ago. Not quite 2 years ago. We had a long conversation. I hadn't talked to him in a while. But he's so good, man. He taught us everything he ever taught us was spot on. And like,
yeah, he's such a technical wrestler. I don't think people realize how good of a wrestler he really was.
He understands, but he understands this. He has good psychology. He understands the business, and he understands like different the various styles and the roles. And there, he understands that there's various ways to get over. And like he was always very honest with us on things and everything. Even though if it didn't make sense, even at that time, it made sense eventually when you got up there. Like things that you were like, I remember him talking to me about this, and like, and it, like, man, he was he's always been very kind and very complimentary towards me and things with everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so great. But like I can't imagine like those gimmicks, you know, like now can you couldn't even that music, his music, you couldn't even have What Does Everybody Want and having everybody scream head like What Does Everybody Want? Fairness, equality. What Does Everybody Want? 300 genders. I mean, it's like, what does everybody want? Head, but only for biological men.
Biological.
You'd have to have like some things so people wouldn't get upset on there. Like,
oh, I was 8 years old singing, I'm an ass man.
What is... We need more sexual characters in wrestling. That was what. That's what's missing.
That's what made it. That's what made the WWE. Man, come on, think about it. Like all those girls that made like women's wrestling what it was today. Like Tori, what's her name? Tori
Wilson. Yeah, Stacey Keibler, Trish.
Stacey Keibler. Oh my God, Trish, Lita. I mean, like, that women's division was insane. Mae Young was even wrestling.
Bro, like, they're missing. Like, I don't mind. I want all aspects. I don't have any problem with women on women wrestling and doing straight up matchups. Like, but like, please, you got the sponsorship with the C4 fucking the supplement company. God, give us a fucking vanilla protein fucking shake fucking bathtub match. Something to promote. Just fucking something.
Yeah, they used to do that. They used to do the dirt matches. Remember the mud matches?
Yeah. They had, you know, Jericho and Orange Cassidy did that orange marmalade. What was the fucking, the tub full of orange, the orange stuff they had the gimmick match in. But you could do a fucking gimmick match with a tub of C4. Like, just fucking promote the C4. Bring back the Fiend and LA Knight in a fucking tub of C4 match. And like, or...
doing that.
Yeah, yeah, that's not gross. It's not, yeah, we need, that's more fit for the females. For the guys, you want to see the females throwing, you don't want to see the Fiend and LA Knight throwing each other into a tub of C4.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you were I'm an ass man. Billy Gunn could pull that off.
Come on, listen to the song. He says, I want to kiss him. I want to touch him. I want to hold him. I want to feel him.
I think he says, I want to lick him. I want to stick him, too.
I want to lick him. I want to stick him. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I had the CD as everybody else did. Very, you're just a little kid not knowing. You're like, he's so cool. Then you realize as you get older, you're like, wait a second.
Imagine if you like your kid gets the CD and he's like 10 years old and you hear him singing that, I would give him like a cookie.
You know who else was the ass man? Kramer, the ass man episode on, yes. Seinfeld.
Seinfeld with the license plate. Yeah. Yes, that's one of my favorite episodes.
I'm wondering if that's where he got it from.
Oh, Seinfeld was definitely before then. It definitely was.
It was. That was, I think, because a lot of things we get, like you get from movies or TV and stuff and different things, so.
Yes, you're right. You're right. That's why I could definitely see that happening, actually, like seeing that. But he made it a whole gimmick, man. Like, I could, like, Road Dogg, that's what I mean. Like, DX was DX, but, like, they also had their own storylines, too. Like, China with Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Like, Jesse, the Road Dogg with Billy was, yep, such a great tag team. Like, X-Pac on his own was awesome. Like, you know, you don't have that now. If a faction is a faction, like, you don't see them doing really separate stuff. I mean, that's at least what I see.
Just feel like there was more time invested to characters. I feel like they gave, like, you know, like the Bloodline storyline, they gave that effort to more storylines on the show during that point.
Yes.
Like, whether things, right, were as good. Yes. And sometimes a storyline would be better on the mid card than in even the main event.
Yep.
Whereas now, it, right, But yeah. Now that it's like, kind of like, nope, the main event is the main story and everything else, we kind of like very little storytelling, maybe a little here and there, but you're not, it's not quite the same. And I don't know why. I wish that was different with all of it. So
I'll ask you one more question, big guy, and then I'll give somebody else a shot. But like, when you're on the lower cards, do you have a storyline, or like, how does it work? Like, cause like how, like if they start a storyline, like, can they just stop it? Like, can they, I've seen a couple people like Gunther change his name and like other people like that, where they have to change their whole like storyline and things like that. Did you ever go through anything like that?
I was always involved in something. I feel like I'm trying to go back and look at the different time periods. I had, you know, from initially the story, the only time, the debut and taking on the locals, I did a lot of those 2-on-1 matches, which that was the story for that, and that got really over in that, the 2-on-1 matchups. And then I got thrown into the main event, and then feuding with Punk and Cena, and that story for the beginning, and with the Shield, that lasted for quite a long time with all of that. And then transitioned from that into the Mark Henry storyline, which was a buildup for WrestleMania, right into the John Cena storyline, which again, the main event for 2-3 months on that, then into the Jericho program, going into that for another pay-per-view. Then I, with Heyman, and then, or do bullying people with, was multiple months when I turned heel and bullying people. That was the storyline, which I had ample TV time for that every week, involved in everything. I was involved nonstop. And then when I went right from that to with Heyman, with Axel, literally no breaks. And then from that, me and Axel, the tag team, that's when the storytelling probably stopped for a good period of time. Even though we were used on everything, we weren't really we weren't in any stories until we finally we were pretty much married to Goldust and Cody. Like, I was literally, we were with them for quite a while, and then Cody transitioned into Stardust, and we were feuding with them for months off and on, and on the pay-per-views and on different things for the titles. And then I came back as a babyface on my own. I was involved in the main event storyline with the Authority on which side I was going to be on. Then shortly after that, I believe, was the IC title run with that. And then I'm trying to think, and then I was upper mid card pretty much, because I was doing main events in that period too, off and on like live events and kind of on TV occasionally. It was always very figured in all the way up until I left pretty much with all of that. So I was involved in stuff for almost 4 years straight, where I always,
that's a blessing, man.
Yeah. Like, somebody said I had 41 pay-per-view matches. I go, so even with everything the way, I was on everything pretty much. No matter what, I was always on everything, which I'm grateful for that. So
I was awesome. Did you like heel Ryback, or you like babyface Ryback best?
I like both. I think being a heel could be more fun, but I think being a babyface is better. I think babyface is very rewarding in the sense of how it can transition into real life, where I think it's sometimes difficult. Like for me, what I'm doing, even though I think I could have more fun than ever being a heel right now, sometimes it could be difficult having a business and a brand and like doing this show as well. It would almost have to be the tone of this show would have, if I say I came back as a full blown heel, the tone of this show might have to change a bit.
Yes, I get what you mean.
Where I might just have to fucking insult people for 2 hours straight every day.
Just like, keep the kayfabe alive.
Yeah, but like, yeah. Then I go, how would supplement sales be if I did that? Like,
that's true.
So, and like, what people genuinely want help. But like, so then, and like, if I did that though, say I didn't do that and I just stayed as myself, I'm playing a character, but then I take away from that character a little bit on TV by being just who I am on this show normally. But you would like to think that like this day and age, you could do that. And that's probably the approach I would try and see if I could handle that or if people can handle that. But
yeah, I mean, MJF had pickles sold. I know it sounds funny, but he got a deal with a pickle brand, and they sold out in like literally like an hour. Mm-hmm. And he's like the biggest heel ever. So I think that if you're a likable heel, I think that it can be done, but it has to be done in the right way where people still know that, you know, like there's a lovable side to
you're playing a character. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
So that's where I would say, like, then I would have, if I was just myself on this show, with that, and then people would have to just, oh, he's just playing a character with it. But I do think that
can't do right, like some people can't, like they can't go between the two, you know. But I think most people now are so used to character, like with Twitter and all this stuff, like knowing these wrestlers more now, like I think more people are open to separate the two than if this was in the 90s or the 2000s.
I agree. Yeah. You know? Times have changed in that. And I think I've done a good job of letting people get to know me and being myself, but still being able to blur the lines at times and whatnot.
They just got
to
give you a chance. I feel like you are and I'm just being shooting from the hip, big guy. Like, I think that people, they need to get to know you. Instead of just judging you right off the bat on what dirt sheets say and a headline, you know, I think when people give you a shot, I think they will end up liking you. So, but I think that's the part where like people judge too quickly, in my opinion. And that's a part of this generation is like, if we don't like something, like we don't give it a chance. Like,
but
that's not how the world works.
Yeah. But in the two, and part of the problem with that is that is how everything works, but that's a big problem with the suppression. That's what's making it harder. If I'm not getting suppressed and this is going out and getting out fair reach with everything, people, because I'm speaking from experience, I can't tell you how many messages I've gotten from people time and time again that thought one way from the dirt sheets that came across the show or something. They go, Jesus, you're completely different than what I thought
they
you
changed their mind.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I already know. I go, but this is why they're suppressed. I go, so if this was out and everything was normal, the reach, more people, there'd still be hate, but it wouldn't be nowhere near.
You're 1,000% right, big guy. Yes.
And I know this, and that's why I'm fighting. I actually just had a conversation with a guy. I just got a contact with a high ranking official with Twitter. I've got to write the email here in a little bit tonight and send it over. And hopefully working on trying to get this some answers. Twitter got back to me again. They got back. They answered one of my emails after they sent the thing saying I was suppressed. And I asked, I sent an email. I think I post. I go, can you tell me specifically why am I being suppressed? What have I done that have violated the rules? Or how am I being a negative presence on Twitter? And how long is this going to last for? Because it's been 7.5 years. They literally got back to me and said, we've given you all the information that we can give you. And this case is closed. And they didn't give me any information on it. This is what they keep doing, or they just close the cases instantly with it.
So who are you emailing and how did you support, get
this
info?
The support is who I've emailed all this hundreds of cases. Now I've got a contact. I've got somebody that works high up in Twitter. And this is why I've been speaking. I'm not going to say that contact.
I know.
I've had somebody is helping me on this who has some connections. But that's why I publicly have posted all of this over and over for the hopes of finally getting a connection that somebody finally has seen this and goes, okay, this is clearly something isn't right. And hopefully, but there's foul play going on, no doubt. And like that's, but the thing is, if I don't try, this is never going to get fixed.
100%, man.
So that's why I have to fight. Yeah. And I was quiet for a long time on this. And just what happens is I would just disappear. People would they're not going to just resolve. So I'm going to have the more people that are aware about this, the more pressure they're going to feel to have to correct it. That's why I'm working so hard to get my health back, though, because I'm going to go, if I can get back and then I can get on the bigger platforms and get people, it's going to be very hard to ignore this problem with it.
Yep.
You know, so, but right now, if you're not on TV and everything's just quiet and you can't get any traction on anything, it makes it more difficult. So,
yeah, absolutely. But big guy, I'll let you go.
All right, bud.
And sorry for taking so much time, man.
Brother, I enjoy talking to you on here. I had to block a guy on YouTube why don't you two just start a podcast to keep him on the whole time? I just literally block, banned from thing. I do this show for me too, buddy.
I know. I just feel bad. I know other people want to talk to you, you know?
Oh, we'll get a question or two on for the day. Val pops on, I'll kick them off and get Val on.
All right,
I'm gonna. That's the first thing I'm gonna tell him. It's that.
Big guy, have a great Wednesday, brother.
You too, buddy. Thank you for calling in, Shawnee, ladies and gentlemen. Big Sausage. Somebody goes, Ryback, did you eat those Subway sandwiches you grabbed when you were on TV with that Subway guy? That was Jared from Subway on Raw. Yeah, I actually those, and I think I went and got another one after. And I brought them on the road. I got, because they had grilled chicken ones too. What I did is I ate the grilled chicken breast. I took the grilled chicken off and put them in the wrapper and had a bunch of grilled chicken breasts going from one town to the next. And I think I ate one sub to get a little bit of carbs and then had the chicken breast extra for the extra protein for the big guy on that. But yeah, I legitimately did eat those. Man, I'm really bummed out that TikTok. I've really had difficulties on that platform with the things from compared to the money I was making and what I was doing on that. And it is, I've tried talking to people on there, and because the live thing is one issue with the words, but like the actual account and the suppressing of the account. But I just feel like I have to be careful on what I post content wise, because they do strikes on the channel now with it. And if you get a certain amount of strikes, they'll try to delete your account. So that's why I toned down the content that I posted, so they can't give me any strikes. But they, even on that video I posted with that guy's wife that was on CapCut, where you stand up behind her and I did the Feed Me More. I can't remember her name, but she's with the, what's the guy's name? It's the girl, the chick, she was all over on the CapCut on TikTok. Everybody's making videos. They gave me a strike for that video. They wouldn't even let me appeal it. They literally for something for harassment of females and sexual something. There was nothing sexual about the video that I did. Didn't do one thing with it. And everybody was posting things with like shit stains with her and like all sorts of things. Those videos are running rampant on TikTok. But I did my Feed Me More thing and did the flex behind. And by the way, this is CapCut, who is partners with TikTok, who they are pushing out all over the platform. And I simply just used their technology to make a video like everybody else. They gave me a strike on that. I go, I have to be so careful on there. That's why you don't see, I'm very selective on the stupid videos where I won't do it. Cause I go, if they're looking for any little thing, I feel like to try to delete my account on it. And I go, I've just got to be careful. But like, even that, like with that, hey, is the coach retarded? Instantly, boom, appeal, instantly, bam. It's like, wait a second. He was asking a question, but this is the world we live in. Adam22, thank you. That guy's wife with everything on that. Let me say, I had a super chat I missed earlier also. Let me get to that super chat earlier. And then we'll take some more calls here.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, that somebody says saw the green apple wake up on the page. Is it back? Nope, that is not. It's just simply on the options. It is out of stock on there. Mango candy and pink lemonade is in stock. And for you guys out there, we're doing 50% off today until midnight Pacific for everybody listening on the show. Feedmemore.com. If you sign up for my email and text message program, discount code AUGUST50 to get 50% off all orders, $150 and up. All you've got to do is have $150 in your cart. When the time you get to checkout with it, use discount code AUGUST50. You will get 50% off your order until midnight Pacific, the biggest sale we have done of 2023. Super chat here. Pikachu says, thank you. I am a firm believer Snoop Dogg is a high Chihuahua alien under that mask. Hasn't invaded us yet because he found the good tree substance that we specimens provide him. Like he has almost met everyone. Yeah, I don't know what to think about that. I don't think Snoop is. I think he's just a tall, lanky fella. Faux shizzle, my nizzle. He is high all the time, though. That man has smoked weed with many, many, many great people. I think even as Undertaker, I saw there was a thing with Undertaker and Snoop together on a bus or something. I'd like to be a fly on the wall to see what they were smoking in there. Take a look here. Bring on Hollywood for a question here. Hollywood, welcome to the Ryback Show.
Oh, hey, Ryback, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Kind of surprised me there. I was in the middle of doing something when you called me, but I was able to stop before I was able to.
Ah, good deal. What's on your mind today?
Oh, nothing. I was just listening in on your show, listening to you and Shawnee just go at it. I listen every day. Shawnee is amazing.
Oh, yeah, he's a lot of fun, buddy. Well, I won't keep you too long. I'll let you get back to your thing, and I'll bring on another caller, buddy. But thank you very much.
Well, I do have one question, if it's okay.
Okay.
I've got time if you wanted to. I stopped doing what I was doing because I heard that I was on here, so it's cool.
Okay.
You mentioned you feuded with Jericho and the WWE. How did that feud go, and how did you like working with Jericho?
Oh, I loved it. He was a lot of fun, man. That was I don't know if we did. We did over 4 weeks because I think we did a little past the program because we did a week or two after I believe that was, I want to say we feuded going into the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. And then we wrestled at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, a singles match, which I got the victory on a roll up with him. If I'm not mistaken. And then Jericho was actually leaving the company and they had me, we did a segment on TV where I think I jumped him and beat him up and shell-shocked him, and that was him getting written off of TV, if I'm not mistaken, with it. And
yeah,
he was,
I believe so, yeah. And he was
a lot of fun, man. He would talk to me after the matches, very positive, and he always had, if I ever had any questions on anything, he was always made himself available to me. He was a pleasure to work with.
Yeah, that's what people say about what he does in AEW now. And also, I wanted you to think, what do you think about him and Ospreay for All In this Sunday?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to buy the pay-per-view. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do and how that's going to be presented. I think a lot of things had a really quick build-up to this, unfortunately, with the card. But I think the event itself is going to be a spectacle to see. And there's a lot of really good matchups for the card, even though the stories aren't really – I think there could have been a longer story – you know, storytelling wise, I think some of the matches could have been made a little bit more in advance, but you know, it is what it is on it. I'm looking forward to it though. I think they have some really big matchups and that's definitely one of, I'm yeah, really interested to see. Yeah. I'm really interested to see how some of the things play out. I want to see, you know, I want to see the production. I want to see how everything looks with the crowd from the arena, how, you know, what kind of graphic designs they're going to use and, you know, the stage and the arena, how the setup. I just want to see, you know, this is essentially their first WrestleMania, like really, really big event, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this all comes together.
Yeah, you're just like me, right back. I want to see how they're going to do and everything to set up. And some of the matches are good. I mean, but you want to talk story, I want to see the Punk Joe match again. That's probably going to be one of the ones I want to see.
Yeah, that's going to be, that has a story in place and has been going on with that. So that's going to be a good one. They've got, I think, a good card of matchups. It's just some of them were rushed together more so than others, but they have enough where the event sold out. I'm really curious to see what the pay-per-view numbers are going to be for this.
Oh, me too, dude. Because I'm actually getting the pay-per-view myself. I'm going to be watching it with a friend of mine, and we're going to have fun when it comes on. And when it comes on down here where I'm at, because it's going to be an amazing card. And yeah, some people have been saying it's been rushed, but I think the card's going to work out, and I think the event's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for too. I think if you're a wrestling fan, you should try to give it a chance and go into it optimistic, and you know, and hopefully everything. They've got a lot on their plate, and they're turning around. They got to do another pay-per-view the week after at All Out, like, which I don't know why they're specifically doing events so close together, but, you know, it's hopefully that won't happen again. But I'm looking forward to it and want them to do well.
Yeah, me too. Have you ever got to meet Samoa Joe while you were in WWE for a little bit?
Yeah, he would. Not a lot, but I remember at a WWE – I think it was at one of the Access signings, not Access. There was something where they had a catering where like they had a lot of he was in NXT at the time. And I was in there. I had to do something. I went and got food or something. There was like a green room or something where there, and there was a bunch of talents. He actually came over and said hello, and we had a nice little conversation. And specifically, I don't know if we have met. If we did it, it was maybe one other time. So it once or twice, yeah. Very nice. So
yeah, because I heard he was cool. Yeah, awesome to hear right back.
Definitely.
I love hearing your stories.
Good deal. Well, Hollywood, thank you as always, brother.
You too, Ryback. And I'm rooting for you to get that match with Goldberg. You just get healthy, and I'll be waiting when that match happens. It's going to be money, and I cannot wait for it, and I will be watching when that match happens because I'm looking forward to it. You stay healthy, buddy, and you have a great day, and I hope to be back on again to talk to you.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Good deal. Thank you. Thank you. Take a look here. Shawnee said in the chat, Big Guy Val answered me, said tomorrow morning he couldn't do today. Oh, awesome. Good deal. I'm looking forward to that hopefully we'll get Val Venus on the show tomorrow for everybody listening. Thank you very much, Shawnee, Val. Shawnee's doing Shawnee's lining up the guests for this show now. Shawnee's changed his headline in his Twitter profile, X profile, to Ryback Show Production. Got Zach. Bring on Zach for a question. Welcome to the Ryback Show. Hello, hello.
What up,
Mark?
Hello?
How you doing?
Doing okay if this heat will go away.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, I'm in Vegas, man.
Like a heat blizzard.
How hot is it there?
It is, hold on. It's like 90, it's like 95 here, but feels like 108.
You got the high humidity there, right? We've lost Zach. I don't know if there was a bad connection on that. But yeah, that humidity will get you every time. We've actually had high humidity here in Vegas since the little rain that we had, light winds from Hurricane Hillary with it. The humidity, though, that's been the worst part. I did the hot tub today, and even walking the dogs, I get sweatier and stickier, whereas it's like in the dry heat, I can be in that all day and doesn't bother me really. But when it's humid, when the heat's high here in the hundreds, it's unbearable. I'm not a big fan of it. Let's see here. Bring on Zygarde for a question today. Zygarde, welcome to the Ryback Show. Hello, hello. Zygarde, are you there? I love people in the chat call Shawnee Big Sausage. Oh, man. Zygarde is gone. We have been kicked off of TikTok today for asking a guest who a coach named him Meat Dog. I was asking why the coach named him Meat Dog, in which the answer was the guy was just given what happened. Like I couldn't really understand how the coach came, how he got to that nickname. And I jokingly asked if the coach was retarded. And apparently you can't say the word retard on TikTok. Like you can't even say the word. And so we have a week suspension. We will not be on TikTok for asking if the coach was retarded. So I apologize. Bring on Tornado Nation for a question. Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
How you doing, Ryback?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing all right. Like that one caller said, it's hotter than hell here, too.
Where are you at?
Kansas.
Yep, that's definitely high humidity there too, right?
Yeah, the humidity is like probably 110 almost.
Yeah, that's I lived in Atlanta and in Florida, Tampa there, and the humidity, it makes you just sweat, man. Whereas Vegas, the heat, it's like a dry heat here. It's completely different, but.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing about out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And all that.
What's on your mind today?
I think a couple times in your chat on YouTube, I tried to ask him, but I don't know if you've seen it or not. But the Grimm toy show?
Okay.
You ever talk to him?
Yeah, me and we follow each other on there. I saw him last when I was in Baltimore. For a signing, he came over. We had a little conversation. I've always gotten along well with him.
It depending on your health gets better and stuff. I'm sure he would probably pay you a big penny. Would you ever consider going on his show?
I've never thought about it. I don't know what, it would. I would have to. It would depend on what it was. I like him. I think he's very funny. You know, he's working really hard to lose a lot of weight and. All that, but I don't think I would just go over there and just go do a regular match or something. I don't think that would really, but if it was something that could be done that's entertaining and that would be a good social media video, that would, that's a little different that then possibly something could be done. But I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah. Are you getting closer to being cleared?
I'm definitely getting closer every day. It's just a matter of got to get a couple things to happen here. So,
yeah, maybe by full gear, Tony Khan set something up between you and Goldberg.
Yeah, I'm not putting any pressure on myself outside of just going one day at a time. I'm working so hard, so it's going to be. I'll know when it happens. I'm literally going to feel when it releases in this one spot. It can happen today. I'm going morning tonight and. It's going to happen. I already know it's going to happen. I can't, I'm trying to put pressure on myself to get it done sooner. I got to get this one area to free up where this tissue and it's almost there. So, and when that happens, we're going to be good. So, and it's inevitable that it's going to happen. It's like, I just need to make sure it happens so that I'm taken care of. So.
Yeah. The last time I talked to you, I was getting ready to go to Wichita for Monday Night Raw, and that was a night. I know you don't like WWE and all that, but I'm sure you watched maybe some of the clips of the weekly shows.
Oh yeah, I watch. I know a lot of guys there. So,
well, that one night, it was a couple weeks before Money in the Bank with Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. The crowd wouldn't let Thin Dollar talk or whatever. They kept on saying Seth's song. And I saw a couple of days later, a lot of internet fans were like shitting on the Witch Call crowd for not letting him speak his promo and stuff. But out of the few years I've been going to WWE shows there, that was probably one of the craziest, most packed, loud shows I ever heard from Witch Call.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, it's, you can never predict what a crowd is going to do and things like that. And you've got to find a way, and it makes it interesting for the talent to see how they're going to handle it, you know?
Yeah, and it kind of cracked me up because I watched back on the video of the one part when Finn sat there and said, "Are you guys done? Are you guys done?" And then someone, I think, was sitting on the side where the hard cam is, and he goes, "Oh, we can go all night, motherfucker." And they cut it off when he said, "Motherfucker."
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, one last question, so I don't take up a lot of your time. I guess it's supposed to be Adam Cole versus CM Punk at the All In.
Adam Cole versus MJF is the main event.
I mean, MJF, yeah. I don't know. I had a theory that because of what CM Punk's been doing, he put the X on the title, on his title that he said he never lost, and was All Out, like literally like a week later. I heard you talking about that earlier with someone. I think MJF might retain, and then we're going to get CM Punk versus MJF at All Out.
Yeah, I don't know what they're I all I know is I think they put Miro versus somebody on All Out. That was announced, I think, this past week. I don't know. I don't know if that was on Collision. I saw that. I don't know what that card. I'd have to look. I don't know if they have a lot of matches announced for that yet or not, but man, they're going to have a very little. They have only literally one TV to do that. Yeah, so
I think they might use like All In as a go-to, like set up some matches or whatever, like maybe outcomes or something. And then try, like you said, rush it.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably do All Out has to be on a Sunday, right? Because Collision is on Saturday. So they'll have Dynamite and Collision. They'll have two TVs to set up that entire pay-per-view outside of one match that's been announced, I think, that I can remember. So
yeah, true.
Miro versus Powerhouse Hobbs was the match that was announced, correct? That somebody mentioned in the chat. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, they keep doing Chicago or whatever, freaking like All Out. And it's like,
yeah, they've had a lot of them there. Vegas. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think they should spread out to more cities. I mean,
oh, definitely. I agree. They do run those places a lot, but I think they know they're going to have good crowds there. Hopefully, they do continue to expand and run in different places, but you know, we'll have to just wait and see.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you go, sir.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you coming on. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Get well.
Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you very, very much. Guys, with that today, we're almost at an hour and a half. I have to cut the show here. I've got to get a lot done with everything going on. We'll be back tomorrow. Mike, I did see Mike in here, man. I want to talk because Mike, we usually talk for quite a while. Mike, if you hopefully can pop back on maybe Friday, Mike, if you're able to come back, because tomorrow, I think Val Venus is going to try to come on. It'd be nice. So if you guys can swing by tomorrow, we'll have Val Venus on, hopefully, on here. And then Mike, if Friday you're available, I'd love to have you on for a good part. Oh, we haven't had you on in a while. You were the one that mentioned about Edge before. And now apparently that looks like that is a very possible scenario with him going to AEW. So Mike clearly has some insight into what's going on in the business on different things. So I'd like to get Mike back on here maybe Friday if we could. With that, Mike, if you're available, or whenever you're available next with that. And guys, check out Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com today. All Ryback merch, the discount, the biggest discount we've ran all year, 50% off all orders, $150 and up. Just have $150 in your cart. Use discount code AUGUST50. Guys, you're going to get 50% off your entire order. You get the free shaker bottle when you select it as well. Guys, the biggest discount of the year that we've ran on feedmemore.com with that. So today is the day to load up. If you've been wanting to try anything in the supplements, you want to get some different merchandise, workout accessories, hats, ball caps, drinkware, today is the day to load up. 50% off, discount code AUGUST50, feedmemore.com. iTunes reviews. Greatly appreciated. If we get three people to leave iTunes reviews today, guys, I really, really thank you a lot in advance for that. And we'll be back tomorrow for another Ryback show, guys. So until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.